Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to the program. I'm Guy Bauer, and I just poured a glass of 2014 Bonobia Chardonnay. It's the Fort Ross Seaview edition, and Guy likes fresher white wines. And right now, 15, 16 is ought to be what you're drinking. 14 should be certainly at the top of that list if you still have some 14 white wine. But I will tell you this, of all the wines I have had lately, this is not showing any signs of age other than goodness. Bonobia Winery is, of course, in the Russian River Valley, but they have access to vineyards all over Sonoma. And this one comes from the Fort Ross Seaview. Seaview is a small town. It's a little bit inland, like about the second or third hill or mountain range peak area in from the coast. Still gets coastal influence. 2014 was a really unique year. If you remember back, that was kind of the third consecutive year of drought in Sonoma, and they're paying the price even as we speak. I had to take a sip, sorry. Less than half of the average rainfall, really dry winter, a little bit of rain in the spring helped to get things going good. It was one of the earliest bud breaks where the vines waken up, and that, of course, led to one of the earliest harvests from a crop that was fairly large, all things considered. And, man, the fruit smells so good. One of the things that winemaker Mike Sullivan said about this wine the first time I tasted it with him was it was a little bit higher in alcohol than they might normally do. It's a 14.1% because the fruit ripens so fast you could hardly get it off the vine quick enough. And they did good oak treatment, but it's more Burgundian in style. This is not Rumbauer Chardonnay. Not that we don't like Rumbauer, we do, but it's a different style. So it has a little bit of butter from malolactic fermentation. It has creamy richness, but it's just, you could confuse this for a French Burgundy. It was made from Dijon clone grapes, three different numbers, 76, 95, and 96. Doesn't mean that much to you, but you got to know that it was really treated well. Harvested at night, hand sorted, then whole cluster into both stainless steel tanks and barrel for fermentation with indigenous yeast. Instead of being inoculated with a cultivated yeast, it's yeast that's on the skins. And the Chardonnay is magnificent. It was aged in 40% new French oak. And the wine is, well, I mean, just smelling it. Lime, citrus blossom. I can't just smell it. I had to take a sip. A little bit of kind of pear skin, the skin of a pear. And then when you put it in your mouth, you hold it there, it's got really crisp, cool, bright acidity from that cold climate, the coastal stuff. And a little bit of, what do I want to say? You know, like custard, my wife's creme brulee with a little bit of citrus aromatic to it. And this wine is so good. I'm so glad that I picked this. And the reason I did, of course, is because I mentioned Bonobia, the winery was spared. Some of the people, including Mike Sullivan's home, two other folks lost their homes. At goodlifeguy.com, below the wine of the week today, 2014 Bonobia Chardonnay, available at Jacob Liquor Exchange, you'll see a list of ways that you can donate. These are all verified, no kidding. 100% of your money is deductible, and it all goes to help the communities in both Napa and Sonoma, and there's listed by both of those, and you can contribute some money if you're prone to do that. So that is the wine of the week. Find it at Jacob Liquor Exchange. Fun events coming up. AIWF presents Pasta, Passion, and Pistols. It's a murder mystery, and it's going to be really fun. It's October 21st, 6:30 p.m. You can find out more information at aiwfwichita.org. The first annual Biker's Treat, Let the Ghoul Times Roll. This is put on by Biker's Edge. Guy's a biker guy. What it really is kind of a trick-or-treat trunk thing, you know, bring fruit. Bring candy for the kids, and it's going to be in the parking lot of Town East Mall there by Bubba's 33. It's October 29th, and 6 to 10 p.m., kids get to trick-or-treat, and grown-ups get to ogle all the great bike meat that's going to be on display. You don't have to have a Harley. You don't have to have any particular make or model. All make and model bikes are welcome. Bring candy. This one's new on me. There's so many fun events going on in this town all the time. This one sounds like a hoot. It's the first annual Pizza Fest 2017. It's Saturday, November 4th, noon to 5 p.m. It's at the Wichita Area Training Center, the WATC campus at 4004 North Webb Road, Wichita, Kansas. All ages event. It's $1 a slice. There's music by DJ Carbone. And you can learn more at ictpizzafest.com for tickets and more information. Looks like it's going to be a really fun event. And they're on Facebook and Twitter as well. Pizza Fest, Saturday, November 4th. Go to ictpizzafest.com. Goodness, excuse me. I'm getting hungry, but it's a good thing because I get to judge at Burger Fest, and it's right around the corner this afternoon. The fun starts at 4 o'clock. October 14th, today. One night only at Blocktoberfest. Have a great weekend. See you downtown.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.